Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Guys,
Christina's leggings just moved. Sounded like she farted, and everyone just turned around. Off you go. Go on, girl.
Hi, guys, and welcome to Nip Tuck Not Giving a
Fuck.
This is the podcast where we celebrate being positive, aspirational women. This is your Wednesday reminder that you are so deeply loved.
Ew.
I'm just reading it off my coffee
and
cup.
Tomorrow is always a new day. But we've just been saying about that quote, and actually we think it's quite negative. It's almost passive aggressive.
Yeah, it's like, it's okay. Today's
shit. Yeah, well, today's good for me. I don't want it to be tomorrow.
No.
Anyway, we're back, my guys. We are here. It is Wednesday. We are your reminder that no matter what is going on in life... Are you joking?
Christina.
She's farting. She's dropping things. Anyway, right, let's go straight hard hitting.
Okay.
I would like to
hard
tell
launch.
You. Hard launch. I would like to tell you the message I got off Ashley on, well, not all of it. On what morning was it?
Saturday.
Saturday morning. So I was in the hairdressers and I get this message. Like, hi. Oh, I thought, oh, she'd been out the night before. I'm going to call you on the train. I'm going under. And I thought, oh, somebody's had a drink and the alcohol is hitting hard.
She was like, calm down.
It's the alcohol.
But it's not that, like, base. Well, it was definitely that.
It was that.
I'm just not used to drinking for hours. I can't do it. I can't do it anymore. And the thing is, I have such a fantastic time when I'm doing it.
At the time,
yeah. And then the next day, you're like, ugh. And also... I can't sleep in not my own bed.
I know you can't, can you?
You really can't.
Yeah, I can sleep anywhere.
I can't, can I?
No, if we go somewhere again, I'm not sharing a bed with you.
That's why, like, I don't really like going on holiday.
No,
do you get it?
Yeah,
like,
well,
I think I've got some kind of problem.
I can sleep anywhere. If I really wanted to, I could get that cozy blanket now, roll up on here, and I would fall asleep.
Never.
In front of everyone.
I've never slept on a plane.
Really? I'm the one that, do you know, before you've even set off, I've got my mouth open and my head back and I'm like...
No, I can't. So I
can't always sleep. That person is
even
me.
If, like, it's a gorgeous hotel or one of my friend's houses, I just can't.
So you're going to put it down to that?
Then I got on the train and on a Saturday and Sunday, because of work going on at Crewe Station.
Thank you, Crewe Station.
It's all the trains back home are 3 hours long. Wow. What the heck? Like, I was like, 3 hours, but I made friends with the train lady.
You're good at stuff like that,
yeah,
aren't you?
Did
she give you loads of drink?
She gave me a gin and tonic,
lovely.
And she wasn't meant to, and that took the edge off.
Tell us about the night. Where did you go?
So we went shopping. Mm-hmm. I got there, went shopping, only went in two shops.
Well, you only needed to go in two shops. Jesus. Do you want to discuss your purchase?
I got some boots.
Got some lovely boots.
Yeah, that I've wanted for ages. And then we went to Scott's for lunch, which is my favourite. We were going to sit outside, but we sat inside because it was absolutely freezing in London. Yeah. And then we...
What did you eat in Scott's?
Caviar. So nice.
It's not nice. It's fish
it's
eggs.
So
it's
nice.
Eggs from a fish.
Yeah, but you need to get into
it's like
it.
Somebody cutting your ovary.
You need
and
to get into
your egg.
It. It's so nice. So then
with
we
pancakes,
went there. Then we
the
went
fuck?
Back to the hotel and had a chill. And,
where did you stay, the Mayfair?
No, at a members club that Lucy's a member of in Berkeley Square. It was really nice. Then we went to the George.
I've never heard of the George.
Members Club again. Oh, that'll be why. And that was really nice. And we had dinner there and some drinks. But it was a bit too exclusive for us.
Right, okay. Like, so what kind of people were there? Tell us, like...
So there were some girls...
Because some of us haven't been to Members Club.
With a photographer following them around.
What? And were they influencers? Was this their job?
Yeah. With a full-on... Four really hot girls with a photographer following
them. And what do you
think
they were doing?
Well, like, I stood at the bottom of the stairs to go back upstairs for our table for dinner, and all of them walked down the stairs past me, and not one made eye contact and said thank you for me letting them
really
down the stairs.
Oh, that's really rude.
And the photographer was like, thank you. And I was like, oh, I feel sorry for you.
Why do you think they had a photographer?
Babe, that's what people do. Do you know who does that? Lystra, that I've worked with on Housewives,
really?
Has got a photographer that follows around.
And what's this for?
And they've got like a big light and they take amazing pictures. If you could afford it on a night out.
Is it for the Instagram content, if that's your job?
I didn't ask them, but I think so, yeah.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Who else?
And then there was just like, like older rich London people.
Right, so there wasn't any, was there anyone like famous or was
not
it too exclusive for that? Because sometimes...
You weren't allowed your phone out and stuff.
Right,
either.
Okay.
So then we went to this place which was so much fun. It was called Bardo.
Right.
Have you heard of it?
No.
So I feel like it's like Bagatelle and stuff's a bit like...
I know what you're saying, but I've been to Bagatelle twice.
Yeah, but this is
and
like
I had
the new.
Such a good time.
Such a good time, obviously. But so, anyway, girls, if you want to go somewhere, go to this Bardo place. B A R D O.
Well, I would expect that's how it's spelled. Yeah.
And you went downstairs, and there was like live music and stuff. You can have dinner and drinks, and then there's a little nightclub.
Oh,
bit.
I like that. So you can just go and stay.
And like, you can dip in and out.
Yeah, okay.
So went there.
And how much did you dip in or out? Did you dip fully in?
We went into the club bit, yeah.
You dipped in.
And then I had that 3-hour train home. And can I just say, honestly, we were going in somewhere, and they were like, right, everyone, ID, ID. Because you know how strict London is with, like, you have to have your ID. And Lucy was like looking through a handbag, and this man just tapped her on the shoulder and went, just go through, love.
You're all right, you old bitch.
Like, it's all right. Just
that's
go
when you know
through.
When they look at you and they ask everyone else for ID, all the other girls,
yeah,
and they're like, you're
all right.
You're
yeah.
quite clearly over the age.
So then, and I did something really embarrassing. Oh, when I got off the train at Wilmslow, I was running out of the station and I had my suitcase, my handbag, and my big shopping bag.
Yeah.
And I fully fell over.
With the designer handbag.
And this man was like, are you okay?
Oh my God.
Like,
were you like
fine.
Trying to get up like with your bags?
But, we were just saying how expensive stuff is.
I mean,
that was by choice.
I mean, if you're going to eat a bucket of caviar, then it's going to cost. I was just saying, I spent about £200 this
just
weekend on
the
food.
Day.
On food.
Yeah, I know. Life is expensive.
And James will have spent some as well. So we decided to go for a bit of just pub dinner on Friday, company house cooking. Saturday, we went into Manchester and we ended up parking near Chinatown. And I've actually don't think I've ever been in a proper Chinese restaurant in Chinatown where you
They're
go upstairs.
Really, yeah, the food is amazing.
So good. Then there was that. Then we went home.
Did you not fancy the buffet? I feel like you're a buffet gal.
Funnily enough, when we were sat there, I said, I could really do an all-in Chinese
isn't it like
buffet.
15, 20 quid for all you...
I thought I could eat a lot now. I could really just pick and then leave bits. And so we paid for that. Then we went home. This is disgusting, actually.
You got a takeaway.
We got a McDonald's takeaway, Uber Eats, that evening.
It doesn't travel that well.
It didn't travel well. But we'd not been to the shop. Not
and you weren't even hungover.
Not at all, no. And then the next day, I went out with my friends for lunch. Not expensive, but it adds up. One of my friends fainted.
Why?
Pregnant. Fainted. Yeah,
she
I had to pay for a fucking meal. It wasn't funny. So she's a fainter anyway. And she's 26 weeks pregnant. She was sat next to me. We were in a booth. It's not funny,
was
but...
Was it a bit hard?
We just make everything funny because that's how we roll. And we were in like a booth of four, me and the girl, and then opposite two of our friends. We'd gone for our friend's birthday. And she just would eat and she just went... I don't feel very good. I'm going to go. You know when you know you're going to faint?
And your mouth starts filling up.
And then your ears ring. And she's like,
sweating.
I'm going to go. So I was literally, honestly, nothing. Right. I was like, absolutely fine. On here. She just fainted onto me, right? just set her back, popped it out, and then her eyes were rolling back and everything. It was really scary. I wasn't scared, but...
Did she go to hospital?
No, because I just think she's a fainter.
Right.
So we just, like, wafted her, and then she lay down, and then she got back up, fainted again. And anyway, all of this, I had to pay for the fucking dinner. Because when her husband came to get her, I felt a bit mean saying, could you...
You owe us £35.
Anyway, she was absolutely fine. She actually weed herself, which we found really funny afterwards. Yeah. She found it funny as well. It was fine.
Let me show you my wound.
I feel like we're not going to be going in that restaurant again.
This is how bad I fell over.
Oh my God, you really fell.
On both legs. I've cut my
leggings.
When
did you last tan, hon?
Oh my God, I know, don't.
No, look at my, mine's.
No,
mine's
it's not okay.
But your neck and face look really brown.
Yeah, well.
So yeah, priorities. I had to pay for that. Anyway. I spent about £200.
And my hair looks so nice.
Oh, my hair. I've chopped my hair off.
Yeah.
Still not mine.
Yeah, so nice.
We've got a Patreon group chat. So if you're a Patreon subscriber, we found a function where you can actually have a group chat.
It was going off this week.
It was going off. So everyone that's on Patreon as a subscriber can basically talk in this chat. It's really good, isn't it? And we can, like, so I was like, girls, shall I cut my hair? And everyone was like, no, probably not.
It looks so nice.
But I just thought I need to improve the quality of this hair. Like,
what,
I need
your own hair?
My own. So I've got extensions in because if I cut my hair without extensions, I would literally look like I just got out of the swimming pool.
Are they your old extensions?
Yeah,
just chopped the end off.
Literally, yeah. She chopped so much off. At first, it looked like a lampshade, and then she cut it in, and it was all fine. We were laughing. She was like, "You look." It was literally like, yeah. So I cut it off, and what I'm going to do is, as my own hair grows, I'll just keep cutting it to get my own hair in a decent condition. And then when I get married, it will be long. I can't. It's not. It's for now.
I like it. I think I might go short.
Do you think
again.
I look older or younger or the same? You can say
same.
Because I feel
just
like
more responsible.
Oh really? I feel like
large
a 5-year-old.
And in
I feel like a large and in charge.
No, dinner, you're right. You're not large. I just came into that.
I've lost 2 pounds.
Oh my God, well done. Thanks. I have eaten fucking horrendously this weekend. As all the girls on the Patreon will know, I had a curry, had a Domino's.
Yeah, what did you order? You ordered a what?
A curry.
But what did you call it in the
cuzza?
I didn't understand that. I thought it was a particular takeaway that was called a cuzza. And everyone was like, oh, what cuzza did you get? And I was like, what's cuzza?
Drank loads. So now I've come in and I've got a big cold sore brewing.
I can't see it at all.
And one tiny spot on my chin.
Well, there you go.
So that serves me right. But do you know what I did notice, though, when we were out? Like, when we were younger, Lauren, so we were going out 10 years ago, weren't we?
Yeah.
10, 12
that was our, that,
years
that was
ago.
Our, like, was it
that
payday?
That was our prime time. And Christina, yeah. You were the same as well. Now... I don't know if it's after COVID or I don't know if it's different generations because probably everyone out was younger than me.
Yeah.
But
that felt good.
The men.
No good.
No. And I feel like as well, like men don't really go out anymore like they used to. Like, do you know when we went out, lads would go out in a group
yes,
together.
Yes, so when we used
I
to go out.
I feel like that's not cool to
yeah,
do anymore
when
for
we
men.
Used to go out, you would, there'd be a table of lads.
Yeah.
And a few of them would be good looking.
Yeah.
And you'd have a laugh and there'd be another table of
like
lads.
Like it was 50-50.
And you'd walk to the toilet and you'd do your toilet walk, which would go, which would be round. Do you want to go to the toilet? And it wasn't going to the toilet.
A lap.
It would be a lap. You'd do a lap.
Yeah, yeah,
and you'd go around, you'd scope out the good bits
panacea,
and bobs.
It
yeah.
was literally a lap.
A lap.
Yeah.
You'd scope it out. You'd go to the toilet, do your makeup and come back out again. And I feel like, yeah, you would know where the tables of the men were, which the fit ones were, which the rich ones were. And like, you knew where you were going to then shimmy on over to and where your dancing was going to end up.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where I met Dean Gaffney for the first ever time. Panacea. It is. It's panacea.
Fucking hell. We may as well get him on as
a major
fixture.
I know. No, but he just reminded me that is where I first met. And you did your lap. And the other place was when you were smoking. A lot more
smoking,
people smoked then.
Yes.
And I'm not.
Well, that's where I met Ed.
In the smoking area, a lot more people smoked then. And you'd come outside and you would get one-to-one time.
Yeah. And you could be like, just stood there.
Stood there.
Oh,
stinking. But yeah, I feel like I don't go out now. When I go out, I don't really look. But no, I do know
and
what
also,
you mean.
You never paid for drinks.
No, because you just went on someone's table.
Yeah, but maybe that's because we're older, we don't get sent drinks.
Yeah, maybe
no,
that's
I,
what it
I,
is.
I
but yeah, I do agree with
guys,
you. And I think
don't worry.
If you're single now...
Yeah, it's hard.
It's much harder.
That's why I'm all for the apps.
They didn't have the apps back then, did they?
No, but what my point was, like, and as well, the type of guy that goes out now, okay, at our age, yeah?
It's the bottom
type
of the barrel.
Guy is he?
Is the bottom of the barrel. Is the scrapings.
Wearing Alexander McQueen trainers, maybe.
Oh, that
is a trend we...
Well, Alexander
was it
McQueen
ever?
Tra- I, no,
had,
what?
Them.
Yeah,
I had them as a, in black and white.
I never had them. And I just think it's... Do you know what it is, right? And I can see it in my mind now. It's the skinny jean, tight to the ankle on show
bare,
at the bottom,
bare.
Where are your socks?
Yeah, yeah.
And I just look at them and think, your feet must fucking stink.
Yeah.
And then it's
do they wear socks?
They
pop
do.
Socks.
Do you know what they wear? They wear the ones that look like the mother's socks, that pop socks that go around. The, yeah, they wear them.
Yeah.
And I imagine the hairy little toes in them. And then
can you imagine them putting them on?
Putting them on in the morning, getting ready for the night out. Boomch, boomch. Putting your socks on, putting your slit, sliding your McQueen's on. And it's the fact that the platform short men wore
short
them.
Men wear them.
There's a pair of Dior trainers.
I know the ones, the chunky ones.
With the bubble, chunky. And I had an ex, actually, that wore them, who was small.
Yeah.
And they wear them with a skinny jean. And it's like the leg goes like that, and then this big dot-off shoe.
Maybe a knitted long-sleeve polo top.
Oh, yeah, with some chest.
Yeah.
And I would say, I mean, I can't because of James, but I would say tattoos as well
on
the chest. And maybe a nipple.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on a nipple piercing
no,
on a man?
Absolutely not.
Agree.
Disgusting.
I like them on a woman. Can you say that? Is that sexist? Don't know. I like them on a lady. Now, if I had a little bar.
A lady?
Lady
no,
with a little bar.
Not for me.
Okay. But no. Belly button piercings.
I had mine done. I took it out.
I have considered putting a ring in mine
to make
hide
it,
the skin.
Yeah, the
you know, the
skin
saggy
I
skin.
Thought of that
I thought
too.
If I had a little ring there, would it almost woo?
Are we like, bringing it back?
I might put. I might get one of my ear ones and just pop it in and see how it looks.
Have you had yours pierced before? Of course you have.
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm surprised I didn't have my eyebrow pierced. Honestly, I'm that kind of person. And what
I
about
shaved
what?
It.
Yeah, I'm surprised I didn't have my eyebrow pierced. And my mum wouldn't have let me, I don't think. Oh, my nose. I'm surprised I've not had my nose pierced. It's
I
the kind
had
of thing
my
I
nose pierced.
What?
Yeah.
You had your nose pierced?
Mm-hmm.
No, you didn't.
I did.
What did Bev say when you came
she
home with that?
She went fucking mental. I had to take it out.
You had your nose pierced?
I had my nose pierced.
You are not a nose pierced girl.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
I was
not.
Like a cool dude. I'll put some pictures on the Patreon.
Well, yeah, please, let's find. What are your views on clitoral piercings?
I've never seen one in action, have you?
I just wonder, has anyone got
did
the clit pierced?
Did your ex have his dick pierced?
Yeah.
But whereabouts? This is going to sound really naive, but whereabouts is it actually pierced?
Oh, God, now I'm getting pee. I don't really want to think about it. Not when I was with him, but... Don't make this into a fucking social clip. No, seriously, don't. Yes, he had a hole.
In his full
in the
end.
Bell end where it would... And it's called something like a...
Prince Andrew.
It's not called that. That's something very different. Yeah, Steve's left the room. One of our other producers left the room. It's Prince Albert. It's a Prince Albert. Not Prince Andrew. So yeah, he did. There was a hole. There was an old hole. I don't make this into a social clip.
Nice.
There was an old hole.
Nice.
Yeah, there was an old hole.
I do think we are being a bit mean with the Alexander McQueens, to be fair, because you can't, like, what can you do as a short man to improve yourself?
Do you know what? It's such, and I, obviously we're honest on here, but actually it is unfair because if you are a woman, you can wear heels if you want to be tall. Like, what is a man meant to do? If you are small, you are small. And probably from like right down from being young, they have been like bullied for that.
Yeah.
But what do you do? Like, is it really a big deal?
Well, they can have surgery. I was reading a Daily Mail article the other day. And
oh,
I think, what is it? Christina,
you're
they can make them there. Longer by like 4.5-5 inches. Was it?
He like had his legs
extended. Yeah. It's quite a common thing.
Like nobody
now.
Should feel like they need to do that. But I, do you know what? I have been out with like seriously two small men.
How small are we talking?
Taller than me, but if I've got heels on, maybe the same. And I've also been out with 2 6-foot men. And I must say, the cuddle feels much better when you're lifting your arms up, not down. It didn't stop me wanting to be with someone because they were small, but I guess it's just your type. I like quite tall, slim, lean, like long and slim is my type. Small and stocky is not
what
my
do
type.
What do you think of the ones that take steroids?
I've been out with two people that took steroids.
Were they mental?
So let me tell you something I have noticed about not, you know, not like to generalise, but what I have come across Men that are small, because of society, how they've treated them and whatever, feel that they need to be big in other ways.
Oh, so they're angry.
And they take steroids because, okay, I can't make myself taller.
But I can make myself wider.
I can make myself wider and muscly, and I can have, like, I can be ripped as fuck because I can't make myself, quotation marks, manly in any other way. And the, both the people out now, they're a bit smaller. One of them was on steroids and was very muscly, and I think it's a lot of it is a confidence thing.
Do they take steroids forever?
I don't think you can take steroids.
What
forever,
do
you
do? You? Like, do
they
you...
can cause real big problems. We've spoken about it on the pod before, haven't we? About that woman. Remember when she messaged in and said her partner was horrible?
On. Well, it's number one, it's psychological. Number two, like, what the fuck are you putting in your body? I know we do Botox and filler and all that, whatever, but it's so unregulated. Like, where do they
get
buy
them from? Yeah, like, I don't know. But I do think. I do think there's a correlation between a small man and a muscly man.
Yeah.
I really, really do. And do you know what? I really don't like muscly legs, big chunky legs. Really? I'm not a chunky leg woman. I like a tall, slim.
Nice back.
I've never looked at a back.
Very underrated.
Never looked at a back.
Yeah.
Has Ed got hairs on his back?
No.
No, James hasn't got any. Has Ed got hairs on his chest?
Yeah.
A lot?
Yeah.
James hasn't really got much chest.
What was it you said about someone?
Daddy's chest.
Wanker's tash.
Wanker's tash. And Ed was it Ed that was like, so when we went pissing for lunch, himself. I said something about a wanker's tash and he was like, looked at Ashley and he was like,
what's that?
Doll. So doll, what's a wanker's tash? And a wanker's tash, if you don't know, I don't know why it's called that, is that line of hair from the belly button down? Mm. I don't
snail
know why.
Trail.
Snail trail,
yes. Yeah. That's what I would trail. Call
I yeah. would call that something very
so
different.
Do you, like, remember back in the day, like, when guys used to wear those, like, G-star? No, what not G?
All
what
Saints.
All Saints, top, where they really...
Yeah.
Oh,
and they had really, yeah,
and like, the rosary beads.
And yeah, rosary beads. And then like, I went out with a guy and he used to wax his chest, whereas, like, now... No, that's not for me.
But they're in the masculine era, aren't they? Men are meant to be, like, more masculine. I saw a TikTok the other day and it was about this... it was very controversial. It was this girl. She was like, when I see a man acting like a man, and she's like... and then loads of people are commenting in it like...
You can't say that.
Yeah. And I get it, like...
Do you think it's just how we're wired, though? Like, I'm the same. I'm wired, and I don't, maybe it's because I've got daddy issues, to want a protector. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what... I'm not saying it's right, wrong, gendered, roles, whatever. Me,
well, you know
myself,
my thoughts on it.
Me, myself, personally, I like a man to be... Again, quotation marks, manly, look after me, protect me, hunter gather.
Yeah.
I like that, and I want to be the girly whirly.
Yeah.
And if not everyone wants to do that, and that's fine. Do whatever the fuck you want, I'm not bothered. But me, that's how I want to be the small girly whirly.
Like when I'm watching Love Island, there's the guys on
there. Oh my God.
With the waxed chest, with the tattoos, wearing the Alexander McQueen trainers. And again, I'm generalising, a lot of them are more like, they're in the same industry as us kind of thing. Yeah. So they're a lot more feminine, like they wear. Yeah,
feminine energy.
Yeah. And I'm like, no.
Not for you.
Not for me.
I, do you know what? I think everyone's different. But do you know what's really interesting? Love Island at the minute.
Yeah.
A few little things I want to talk about on Love
Island.
I love
that Hannah girl on it.
I haven't watched it.
Yeah.
I would like to, though, because
I actually think
this is a good one. It's the All-Stars. Yes. I'm interested in that more than just the new people.
I love the fact that they have let, like, Hannah on it and she's got a baby. She's a single mum.
How long is she on it for? Oh, my eye just got stuck. Did you say that then? My eyelashes just got stuck.
Well, she can be on it till the end.
And how long is it?
Is it... About
it's not.
It's about 6 weeks.
Is it as long as the normal?
I think the shorter
one.
The All Star.
Yeah.
Star
I feel
ones.
Like the winter ones are shorter, aren't they?
Mm. I don't know. It's a long time to leave your baby, isn't it? I'm not saying like on her, but I just. I
but
think that's
look
quite
at
a long
Big
time.
Brother, though.
It's a long time, isn't it?
A lot of people on Big Brother have got kids, but on Love Island, when she went in, I thought, oh my gosh,
it's nice
I
to have a mum on there. Stuff.
It's nice, like, but then also there's the controversy around Louis something.
Right.
His two ex-girlfriends are stunning.
Stunning.
One's called Callie and one's called Chloe. Now,
Callie is lovely. I don't know Chloe, but Callie is lovely.
It's all over TikTok, and basically it's about, like, gender roles and how, you know, like you said, oh, that's a long time for Hannah to leave her baby.
Yeah.
Right, let's stop doing that, Lauren. Oh, we shouldn't do that.
No, but it is.
No, I know, but this is what
but
we
I wouldn't,
are all
if it was
programmed.
A man, I probably wouldn't say it's a long time to leave you, but I'm not a man, so I can only think of it from my point of view as a mum.
Right, so this Louis has got two kids.
Okay.
Now, I don't know the ins and the outs, but on TikTok it was basically saying he's got two kids that he doesn't
have much to do with.
Yes.
We don't know if that's true or not because and he's not there to defend himself. And there's some kind
of financial implication. I don't know. Maybe people that's why he's going him. On the show to provide. Pay back.
Who knows?
Who knows? Anyway, so he's gone on it and it's just funny, like,
the different roles
straight away.
Yeah, yeah. But and I think it's just because I do have a child and that is, if someone said, do you want to go on that?
Mm.
That would be a thought of mine. I'd be like, I don't want to leave my baby. Not saying she should, shouldn't, but personally,
it's work, though, it's money.
Yeah, yeah, and I get it, but it would be something that I would think about. Whereas if it was a man.
Oh, he's probably not even had to think about it. Well, I guess the other I wouldn't, girls are looking
at there probably are men in there with kids, but I wouldn't think it's a long time to leave his child.
It's not
Do you
fair.
Know what I mean? No, it isn't fair. Mm. It isn't fair at all. There's a lot about him. I'll tell you what else I don't think is very fair about him. I mean, it's quite. It's true, but. His gums.
They're all over TikTok.
All over TikTok. And actually. Again, gender roles. If it was a woman, I think there would be we wouldn't be allowed to do it quite as much.
Yeah, no, you're
so
right.
So basically,
actually,
what everyone's saying.
If it was like a woman's boob job gone wrong,
I don't
or
think we'd be allowed.
Yeah, yeah.
So basically, his gums. I mean, they look painful. They do. They're kind of like, oh, I don't know what's going on.
Basically,
but a lot of people are saying he's got gum disease from bad veneers.
In Turkey,
but there are dentists green screening him and basically being like, his teeth, like, this is gum disease. This is because it's. And they're using his teeth to sell their own shit. Now, if that was a woman and we had her boobs and someone was going, these are saggy boobs because they've been done wrong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't think anyone would be accepting of it.
Yeah.
Because it's a man, we're all laughing along.
Yeah.
And if it was a woman with a saggy belly after having a kid and had a bad tummy tuck, would we be screenshotting it and putting it on and be like, look at her stomach?
TikTok's a wild place, sorry. You need to get on there.
I just think we go in on him more because he's a man. And if it was a woman, there'd be a bit more regulation against it and we'd be stopping it. And
I mean,
like,
at least it's taking away from the fact he's left his kids without acknowledging them.
Allegedly. So I want to say, God bless his teeth and his children. And yeah. I hope everything gets sorted out.
Another thing that is massively in the press, and I did a Q&A and I got loads of messages about my opinion on it as well. I don't know why. Because, again, we talked about this, but we didn't really think it was appropriate to go in and dissect and talk about it because there's a pregnant lady involved.
I don't know what you're talking about. Oh!
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Do we say, so there's a scandal? Yeah, I think we can say about Kyle Walker. There's a scandal at the moment. It's been in all the papers. And I don't follow like celebrity stuff really because I don't really care. But this one has actually had me interested because it is so...
It's the stuff that's coming out every day.
It's unfathomable to me.
Yeah.
I can't understand how that has happened. How stupid. I just can't.
Yeah, I know.
And I have got a lot to say about this. And a lot of opinion. However... Yeah. There is a woman involved that is heavily pregnant.
Not fair to talk about it.
Not
Absolutely
fair.
Not.
However, she publicly made a statement, didn't she, on her Instagram?
Yeah, but it's leave me alone was the statement, basically.
Which I understand why she's done that, but she... The problem is with this industry now, if you throw it out there in any way, shape or form, people jump on you then because they're like, she said this, she said that.
No, I think legally she probably did have to
put
that out. Like,
and I guess if other people were putting things out, maybe you have to kind of... But yeah, there's a pregnant woman involved.
And you would want to say your bit, wouldn't you?
Oh my God, I bet she absolutely
wants to
say her bit.
She's probably waiting for the right time, I hope.
Yeah, I would love to speak to her.
I would love to get her
on. But she's pregnant. Yeah. It's not... I think let her have the baby, let everything calm down. But wow... Disgusting.
Mm. And then again, like what we were saying before about like misogyny in the press and stuff, the way that it's being covered is very, very interesting. And I've got a lot to say on that, but I'm not going to touch it at the minute.
Yeah, let's let her have a baby.
Because we spoke about on the bonus what happened
to you. Yeah, I mean, I think one thing I think is really unfair is when you are with a footballer, which we spoke about when you were with a footballer, we spoke about on the bonus, you almost... It's like the press think you've signed something to say you're fair game to them.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't be with a footballer then. You should have known like what they the were going to be like. Like
the way they are with Colleen Rooney's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, it's that kind of thing.
And also, it happens to fucking Sue down the road still.
Yeah.
And it's like they want to tear you down when it happens.
Yeah,
to
and
you.
Like, well, you enjoyed the money when you were with the footballer. Yeah, it's interesting. And I think, let's let it pan out. Let her have the baby. If she wants to come on.
Yeah.
We would love to have her on.
Yeah, I don't think it's fair what the press are doing at the minute while she's pregnant.
No, and I don't think it's fair for us to fully go in while she's pregnant.
Agree,
but
totally.
I think we should discuss at a later date.
Definitely.
Because I've got a lot to say about that.
So, as Lauren mentioned before, there is a lot going on Patreon. We've got our little group chat on there. We have got an extra episode once a week on there that is a lot more detailed.
Yeah, we're a bit more open.
It's looser. It's X-rated.
Loose lips, so, sink ships.
If you want to sign up, if you go onto our Instagram and tap the link in our bio, all the details are on there. But don't worry, we have got you every single Wednesday. There is always a full episode.
We're still here for you guys. So we're going to have a little break now. I'm cold. I've gone really cold. So I'm going to put my jacket on. And then we're going to be back with a few questions from you lovely bunch.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Day, the creator and host of How to Fail. It's the podcast that celebrates the things in life that haven't gone right and what, if anything, we've learned from those mistakes to help us succeed better. Each week, my guests share three failures, sparking intimate, thought-provoking and funny conversations. You'll hear from a diverse range of voices sharing what they've learned through their failures. Join me Wednesdays for a new episode each week. This is an Elizabeth Day and Sony Music Entertainment original podcast. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, guys, so this week over on our Patreon, we are answering your most wanted to ask questions. There is no holds barred. We have asked Christina to get the questions in. They're all anonymous. And yeah, there's nothing we're not going to answer, Lauren.
Jesus.
So here is what you can expect to hear over on Patreon. Can you forgive a partner for cheating? How many times a month is it acceptable to have sex with your husband?
No, I don't want something shoving up my arse unless I'm getting something out of it.
Next one. Have you ever got into a fight? We actually had a fight with each other.
Should we tell
the story? Okay, we'll give you vague bits. Right. I don't get on with someone in particular.
Yeah.
Hi, guys, and welcome back. Okay, so this bit here is a mixture of things. It's bargain bucket. It's hacks, tips, tricks, dupes, bargains, all the good stuff. Have you tried anything recently that you've been like, oh, my God, what a bargain, life-changing, or done something like a big hack?
Yeah, share with us.
The girls need to hear this. Get in touch. We have got some questions as well. Feel free to ask us questions on our Instagram or email and send us in your dilemmas.
Yes, we like them. If you've got yourself in a right bloody tiz.
And don't worry, it's all anon.
Always anon.
Okay.
Right, we've got a glow up question. I love a glow up. My favourite part about being dumped is the glow up afterwards.
Whose glow up do you think is the best, like celeb wise?
I don't watch people. When you ask me about celebrities, I never... Kylie Jenner.
That's a whole other person.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, yeah. That was amazing.
That was a glow up. Right. I love a glow up. And actually, I forgot to say to you before, when I last cut my hair short, I got cheated on. So
stop.
So I feel like this is like the test. Right. But the reason I say that is because it just reminded me that whenever I've had shit or been cheated on or whatever, I've enjoyed the glow up so much. So I think if you're in your glow up era, just take, I love it.
Wallow
in the pity. And then glow up. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. Right. Okay. Glow up question. Hi, girls. Love your podcast. So I have a dilemma. I've been talking to a boy on Instagram. He's a mutual friend, but we've never met. He's currently working in Australia and I'm going out to travel with him in March. This sounds very like the Thailand thing that I did, guys. And I'm going out to travel with him in March. YOLO. How can I glow up before I go? And how can I look good when I land after flying for 25 hours? He's picking me up from the airport and I fear I will look near death. This will be the first time meeting, remember, so I have to look good. Help! Keep me anonymous, please, and thank you in advance.
Right, first things first, I hope he's paying for your airline ticket.
He won't be, Ashley, that's not realistic.
Yeah, but, like,
she's not actually... Christina, is this realistic?
No, I've never had a guy pay for stuff like that.
If you're travelling your little fanny over there, I'm not sitting on the seat unless you paid for the ticket.
He's travelling, he's got no money, he's travelling himself, he's not paying for her flight. You are not in the real world. That
well,
is not happening.
She's having to pay for hair, nails. She's asking us what to do.
She doesn't have to.
She's just asking if she should. Fine. This is the kind of thing I probably would have done.
I would never have done
it. I did very... This is something I absolutely would have done.
Said the girl that remortgaged the house.
Absolutely. Something that I would have done. Said the girl who invited someone over from Thailand after a three-month phone relationship in COVID. That went well for me. Anyway. I hope it goes better than that. So, first of all, you're in Australia. You're going to be travelling. You potentially may not have access to all your bits and bobs.
I've heard that Australia is really fucking expensive for beauty treatments.
And if you're travelling around, I don't know how travelly you are, if it's a backpack kind of shit. So, I would be doing everything that you can to look good without anything on.
It's called high maintenance treatments to be a low maintenance girly.
Exactly that.
Yeah.
So, eyebrow tattooing.
Mm-hmm.
Lip blush. I do lip blush, but even if I didn't, one of the best things I have had done. If you have see-through lips, if you have light lips, purpley lips, honestly, one of the best things I've had done. It looks like you have got a lovely shaped lip all the time. Nice bit of colour. Brow tattooing. If they're sparse, get them tattooed. Mm. Get them done properly and well, because we've all made mistakes. NLVL, skin. Start getting your skin in as best condition as you possibly can. Yeah. All the things.
A soft balayage on the hair so we're not having to rush to the hairdresser every 6 weeks.
Now I'm going to throw something really unusual out there. If you haven't got your ears pierced, and listen, don't just stick with this. Get your ears pierced or get them done a couple of times. Well, fine. Let me tell you why. I don't know what it is, but something about earrings makes you look more done than you are.
It does. Mine are away at the minute.
A couple of gold hoops.
I can't be bothered getting them out.
Or a couple of diamonds. Actually, when your hair's up in a pony, scruffy ponytail, you just look a little bit more quirky. Honestly, trust me, I look nicer with earrings in than without. So if you haven't got a couple of studs, it's quite cute. Mm. Bit random, but I actually think that will make a difference. Skin. Get your skin into the best quality.
On the flight, I would 100%
travel with no makeup on.
So do your tan, if you're doing tan the night before. Wash it all off. Tie your hair back in literally like a slick bun.
Or a loose, if you want to arrive with it nice.
Oh, yeah, those heatless curlers are
not getting around like that in public. But
the one that I've got, you put in a bun.
Yeah, so something like that. Yeah. Or even twist it, whatever you need so that when you pull it out, you've just got a loose wave.
So I'd take a mini dry shampoo,
a couple
of sheet masks,
absolutely,
and a gua sha and an oil for on the plane.
Yeah, lots of water.
Lots of water.
Eye mask.
Eye mask, silk eye mask, silk pillowcase, a little tiny blankie. You can get one from Primark for a fiver that you can leave on the plane if you want to. A pair of slippers, because fuck getting about the plane with bare feet on. When I see people doing that, I think...
Oh, I absolutely do that.
People piss on the plane
I don't lick my feet.
Right, well, anyway, a pair of fluffy socks, I'm fine. And then take a good audio book... some eye drops as well, a toothbrush, all that jazz.
So I would get on the flight
and maybe a tinted
Get on the flight with no makeup, yeah. Absolutely no makeup on. Do your sheet mask, do your skincare, moisture. Yeah. All the way through the flight, make sure you are really well hydrated. Yeah. Loads of water, keep moisturising.
The and sprays then, are good.
The sprays. Mm. And then just before you land, I would cotton pad with a rose water just to get rid of any serum that you've got on before you then put a little bit of makeup on.
Yeah.
You don't want to come off the plane.
Dry shampoo.
You don't want to come off the plane with a full face off because I feel like you look too try hard. You want the freshest makeup possible, even if it means getting off the plane and in the bathroom in the airport, you put your makeup on.
Yeah.
Put it on last minute.
The last thing, the last while you went to your bag. Yeah.
Last minute. But don't have makeup on that flight.
Yeah.
Get rose water. Take off any excess that you've been putting on throughout the flight to keep you hydrated.
Wipe your pits.
So something Femfresh. Something for the vagina. Wipe off that vagina.
I heard from a gynecologist that Femfresh is really good.
I'm sure on this one occasion. So that we don't
baby
get...
Baby wipe.
Yeah.
Baby wipe. We don't want plain minge. So... If you want to know what I do, and I'm disgusting, and this is why you shouldn't have bare feet.
A new pair of knickers as well.
I would hover over the sink and I would wash my vagina with some soap. And that's why my vagina juice goes on the floor, and that is why you should not go around with bare feet.
Can I just say something though? That surely this girl, I mean, yeah, fair enough, she might shag him as soon as she sees him, but surely he would grant her a shower.
He might try and finger her in the car.
Also, she's going to be jet lagged as fuck.
It might get steamy the second he picks her up. It gets raunchy, pops his hand down her pants. Nobody wants that could ruin everything. Mm. So, yeah, I think we've given...
Definitely a new pair of leggings.
Shave in the morning.
Yeah. No, I would put my razor in bag and shave when I got there.
No, because what if he tries to finger her in the car? Well,
I'd say, like, I need to get to know you first. Let's slow this down.
I'm just saying, be prepared. Do everything last minute. What else? Is there anything else you can think of?
My thing is, I used to always like to smell nice, but not too much of perfume. I used to get a nice like body lotion. What's that one? That After Sun one with the coconut. Is it the Tropic? What's it called?
Oh yes, I know, Hawaiian Tropic.
So that you've got that kind of holiday smell.
Just something like moisturise it on your arms and just on your neck and stuff.
So that when he leans in,
and you just feel really clean rather than like loads of perfume.
The Batiste hair dry shampoo that has a little tiny little bit of a smell in it, because you don't realise that when you've curled your hair, it can smell really stinky and burn. So I feel like that would help as well.
I was gonna say, don't eat too much bread.
No bread.
I mean, like, and the plain food is disgusting, so
pack
just
something,
get some snacks because, like, that bread bloat and the fart.
I think the idea of you with the jade roller and stuff, really good idea. Depuff your face.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think we've helped there.
Oh my God, we
have. I think we're going to have. Do you want to read the next one?
Okay. Hiya, can yous? This Stephanie Scouser. It's a Scouser. Love the Scousers. Hi, can you please talk about what you think about... Right, girls, come on. Christina, Lauren. What do you think about your boyfriend's watching porn?
Okay.
I've been with him for 11 years this year, and we have really good sex life. But recently, I went on his search bar, and he saved porn videos, which really hurts my feelings and made me feel very insecure because I don't have big boobs, and the girls in the videos have really big boobs and are much prettier than me.
So I think there's two problems here.
Yeah.
Number one actually is our own insecurities, which we all have, get that. But look, it's like us looking at a picture of a guy with a six-pack. It doesn't mean that that's what you're going to get or that's what you want.
This is so weird that we got this question because I was talking to my friend.
I don't like six-packs.
Listen to this.
But if there was a picture of a topless guy, I'd probably say to my mate, cool. But I don't want that.
No. So I was talking to Seven Times in one night.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is her new name.
Yeah.
And she said, it's so weird. Listen to this porn that I am obsessed with watching. She said, because we were talking about how porn is really bad for your brain. Mm-hmm. Like, it's come out that, like, porn has the same effect on your brain as cocaine or something.
Really?
Like, it
okay.
rots your brain. I don't fucking know. Anyway.
Allegedly.
And she was saying that she... Like, when you're watching porn, you start off like amateur.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden.
And then you go on to like fucking.
Something really high, really
out
there.
And she was saying, like, now she goes straight to DP anal porg. Right?
Porg.
Are you ready for what porg is? P, do you know what porg is?
No, go on.
P-A-W-G.
Pog, not dogs.
Fat ass white
girls. Fat ass white girls?
What, as in P-H?
Fat. Fat.
As in like a fat ass?
Getting deep, double penetrated.
I'm not against a DP porn.
Yeah, and she said now she goes straight to it. But and that's all she can get off on. Right. And then she was like, that's not... She said, I've never even done anal before. I don't even want it. But that's what I have to watch now because it's...
So, what I think you have to remember...
And the girls with the fat ass as
and,
well.
And porn is not always something that you genuinely want in person.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. It's almost... The reason you watch it is shocking. Because it's shocking and yeah. It's something naughty.
Not what you used to.
That doesn't mean that he wants a girl
with big fake tits.
It's just that's what he's ended up on. And if you were to look at some of the things that I've ended up on, I would be sectioned. So I just feel like I think you're probably looking into it too much. And I think your own insecurity... Perhaps he's taking over a little bit here. If you were watching porn...
He's probably watching it for 1 second.
1 second, yeah. If you were watching porn, right, and the guy that was in it was a big, muscly, tan six-pack...
With a massive,
thick cock. It's just what you're watching at the time.
And I wouldn't want that.
No. Would your partner then look and be like...
And he's all baby lotion.
All baby lotion and tan... That's just what you're watching. Would your partner...
Terracotta colour.
Yeah. Would your partner then look at that and be like... I've not got a terracotta six pack. Do you know what I mean? You wouldn't. I think just let it go, babe. Like he's watching a bit of porn. You've got to take it with a pinch of salt.
I'm not a pork.
No, you've just got to take it with a pinch of salt. And I'm actually dying to ring James, but I'd be scared of his response as to whether he watches porn. Don't think he does massively.
Of course
but
he watches
every
porn.
Man watches porn, Lauren.
No, I don't. He shouldn't need to.
No, Christ. But still, it's
oh, if
whole,
he wants to get
having,
off, he'll whack it on
sex
without a doubt.
With your partner and having
a cheeky wank.
Wank.
Yeah, you need whatever's on there to quickly get you going.
Yeah, and then
and
you
don't think about it afterwards.
No, you throw your phone to the other end of the room and you think, I am a horrible, horrible, and disgusting piece of shit.
And you think, I need to be the Aldi shop now.
And then I go into Aldi and I don't want to look anyone in the eye.
Because what you've just done. No, I agree. I think you're overthinking it. It's a bit of porn, love.
Are you bothered by boyfriends husbands watching porn?
No.
I mean, do you know what? We say we're not bothered, but you do think...
Do you remember when I caught my ex mid-nut? You won't know this, Christina. So one of my... Oh, it's tight. So I'm... don't make this into a fucking social game. I'm doing loads of tidy... Apologies if you've heard this one before, but... I'm doing loads of tidying up upstairs and my boyfriend's upstairs and he's not helping me, which pisses me off. He's been gone for a shower. What the fuck are you doing up there? And I'm tidying up and I'm doing the dishes. Like that meme where the woman's banging the dishes and doing everything at once. So I went upstairs and I thought, I'm going to find out what you're doing up there, you little bastard. And I thought he'd be on his phone, like on Instagram. So I'm creeping upstairs and I can hear... Right? So my, like, stairs ends there, you know, like, eye level, because I've got, like, a mezzanine almost. So, like, my eyes go across the level. And then I ran quickly at the top, so he couldn't, so I was like, and I thought he's gone, and then I went, right? And he jumps, yeah? Swings his legs in the air and sits up, cover it like this, bent over, so, like, his penis is in there. And I was like, and I still didn't know what he was doing. I was like, what are you doing? He's like... Nothing, I was on the phone. Right? Wait.
Was he naked?
Wait for this, yeah? I went, what's that? The poor bastard, he had just come as my footsteps. It was too late. I'd gone everywhere. He's trying to hide it. And I was like, what's that? And he was like, what do you mean? And I was like, sit back. It was all on his chest. I was like, you've been fucking wanking up here.
Did you ask to see what he was looking
no,
at?
No, but I went too... I still feel guilty right now. I went absolutely too far with it. I started crying.
What? Is it one of those situations like when you fall over in public?
Yeah. I was embarrassed.
You're like, what do I do? Do I laugh? Do I cry? Do I shit myself? Yeah. What do I do?
So I just burst
into... Fuck it, all three.
I burst into tears, ran down the stairs...
you're disgusting. And he was there covered in his own semen. And actually, it was really tight. And I wouldn't speak to him all day. And I kept crying whenever he mentioned it.
I think you were embarrassed.
I was embarrassed.
He must have looked so vulnerable, though.
He did, with his and his penis obviously shriveled by this point, and it's all small. And
there's parts of me that love to catch them, but then also wouldn't want to catch
And I mean, what are the chances that just as I quickly ran up those last few steps, it was, and he was trying to hide it, and it was everywhere. And anyway, yeah. So
it's like that. I digress. That TikTok of that man opening the curtains and waving his girlfriend off, and it's like, now I can have a wank.
Now I can have a wank, yeah. Sometimes I think about a fag. Have a lovely day, guys. And inside I'm thinking, now I can have a cigarette in the garden. James goes, I think I'm going to go to the gym. So yeah, we're fine about that. Anyway, that's our story about wanking.
Or like when you've just started living with someone and you're like, I can finally have a poo.
Yeah. Or a fart. Yeah.
Or a fart. Yeah. Oh my God. Me and James were saying, when we first started seeing each other, literally, we'd kiss at the door, bye babe, we'd both get in the car, I'd check, and then literally like, and I would, and he said that he used to shut the door and go, bye darling, and he'd shut the door and he would fart like mad as well, because you've been holding it in for so
obviously
long. Right, we've got a slutty Susan slash fart story. Go on.
Oh,
Ashley.
Here we go. Not sure if this is a slutty Susan, but the girls in the salon I work in forced
I love a salon vibe.
Same. So I went on my first family holiday with my boyfriend's family at his sister's villa. We went out for food and drinks and we got absolutely steaming in front of them all. Then, when we got home, I started projectile vomiting in the broken toilet, which they specifically said,
Don't use.
Why is it always the way when you're pissed you have, like, and a moment doesn't flush in there? Yeah. Then, to make the situation even worse, while I was being sick, bear in mind, I was butt naked. At this point, I actually accidentally did a little shit on the floor. I was so drunk, I had to scoop it up to clean it. To this day, my boyfriend does not know about this little shit, and I can't tell him. First family holiday, steaming, naked, being sick, and shitting on the floor.
Wow.
At least, babe, you covered it up.
Yeah, you hid it. It's fine. When we went out to that Tommy Fury fight the next morning when James was being sick, naked, and he kept doing little trumps out of his head. He's being sick, naked. I could see his balls swinging.
Why can men always, like, have a weird shit themselves thing when when, like, all men have had, like, a one experience where they've literally, like, shit
I think the man's body must, the bowels must be different, because James, he'll go, I need to go now. I don't do that. And then he'll run up the stairs. Or, like, I'll say to him, babe, would you mind emptying the dishwasher? And he'll go, yeah, I just need a shit first.
Yeah, I know.
Hold it in. Why do you have to go
or
right
as
now?
Or as soon as you're leaving the house, 10 minutes.
And they have to go then. Yeah, they must have a different, like, body to us. I don't know. Yeah. I don't poo. I poo, like, when I'm ready.
Yeah.
You know? They're, like, literally run upstairs holding the bottom.
Yeah,
it's
weird,
isn't it?
Weird.
Anyway, thank you for that, guys. What are we doing?
We can end it now.
It's over now. We're ending there. I've got myself really confused about it.
Right, guys, thank you so much for listening.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Don't forget, we have got extra bits, chats, and episodes over on Patreon. If you want to know more, then head to our Instagram and all the details are in our
I've just had a look at some of the questions we've been sent for the next.
Oh no, I'm scared.
I'm scared. Anyway, thank you for listening, guys. Don't forget to leave us a review and share on socials where you are listening. We appreciate everyone.
We appreciate you and everything you do.
Lots of love.
Love you guys. Bye.